Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're doing a deep dive on Cubby, a self-hosted file sharing platform. Huge thanks to SaveServer for sponsoring this deep dive. If self-hosting piques your interest, they can help make it a reality for you. You can check them out at www.saveserver.de. But back to Cubby. It's basically like having your own personal Dropbox, or like Google Drive, but the main difference is you're not relying on those huge companies. With us to help break it all down is our resident expert when it comes to file sharing, especially this whole self-hosting thing.
Glad to be here. Yeah, it is really interesting to see more and more people wanting to take control of their data.
So first, let's start simple. What exactly is Cubby? I totally get the file sharing part, but this whole self-hosted thing might be new to some people.
Okay, so imagine your files live in a house. If you are using Dropbox or Google Drive, you're basically renting a room in their house. You have to play by their rules. But Cubby is different. Cubby lets you build the entire house on your own WN land. You decide who has keys, what goes where. It is all about having that control.
Okay, I like that analogy. So I am starting to get why people like it, but building a house sounds kind of hard. This is only for like tech super geniuses.
Nah, not at all. You don't have to be an architect to choose a house plan that's already designed, right? Cubby basically comes with instructions and there's tons of support up there, like even from companies similar to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Right, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we kind of get it now.
Yeah.
You build your own house for your data, but what makes Cubby's house special? Like, what features are we talking here?
Well, one of the coolest things is how you can share stuff with Cubby. You can give different people access to different rooms. Like, think of it as separate folders for different projects. Yeah. And you can even all work on documents together at the same time. Like, yeah. If you were passing a notepad back and forth, but digitally.
Ooh, now that is actually super useful. No more emailing files back and forth or trying to figure out who has the latest version. Ugh. Does this thing work with, like, the normal office stuff, like Word docs and Excel and things like that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It integrates with these open source office suites like Collabora Online and OnlyOffice. Think of them as like the tool shed in your Cubby house. And if you're someone that really likes Markdown, there's even a real-time collaborative editor that's built right in there.
Wow. Okay, so we were talking file sharing, collaborative editing, and it even has a built-in tool shed. This Cubby house is sounding pretty awesome. But let's get back to the foundation of it all. Self-hosting. Can you break down like the real benefits for someone who maybe isn't like a data security expert?
Okay, well imagine this. You have this diary and it is full of your most personal thoughts. Would you rather keep that diary in your own like locked drawer? Or would you hand it over to some company to store and just hope they keep it safe?
Yeah, that's an easy one. Definitely the locked drawers. Like having that peace of mind, you know? Knowing that your sensitive stuff stays private.
Exactly. And that is the whole point of Cubby. Your files are only on your server, which is totally controlled by you. It's basically like knowing exactly where your diary is all the time.
Yeah, I can see why that would be appealing to people. But I'm guessing there are probably some downsides too, right?
Of course, there are always trade-offs. It's like owning a house. You are responsible for all of the maintenance. You need to make sure that the software is up to date, and you need to back up all of your data just in case something goes wrong.
Okay, so maybe not for the totally, completely non-technical person, but the trade-off seems worth it for the amount of control that you get.
Yeah.
Now, who is behind this whole Cubby project? Is this some giant corporation, or is it more of a community kind of thing?
It's actually mostly developed by the Cloudrin team. They're really focused on making this whole self-hosting thing easier, and they actually made Cubby open source, which is cool. That means that anybody can look at the code, they can tinker with it, or even contribute to making it better.
That's really neat. So it's built with transparency and community involvement from the get-go.
Mm.
But let's say someone wants to actually set up Cubby. What does that look like? We talked about building a house, but like, what are the actual construction steps involved?
So you'll need a server first, which might sound intimidating, but just think of it as the plot of land where your Cubby house will be built. You have a lot of options, even renting space in a data center. And then there's something called Docker, which is like hiring a whole construction crew. But this crew speaks a language that computers understand. They'll build your house based on a blueprint that's provided by Cubby.
Okay, so it does require a little bit of technical knowledge. But it sounds like there are tools and frameworks in place to make it less intimidating. Plus, you've got the whole open source community and companies like SaveServer to help. So now I'm curious, who do you think would benefit the most from Cubby? Is this for everyone, or are there certain types of people or organizations who should be rushing to download this right now?
It's really perfect for anyone who cares about privacy and having control over their own data. You know, small teams can use it to collaborate securely. Individuals can use it as like their own personal cloud without having to rely on all of those big tech companies. Even organizations that deal with super sensitive data can benefit. They know that all of their info is basically under their own roof, metaphorically speaking.
I see. So it is really all about empowering people to choose where their data lives. But instead of just listing off features, let's get a little more practical here.
Yeah, sounds good.
Imagine you are a small team of freelance designers, and they're working on a big project for a client. How would Cubby fit into their workflow?
Well, instead of emailing these huge design files back and forth, they could just all work together in a shared Cubby folder. Each designer could have their own space for their own personal files, but for the actual project, they would all be working in the same room, digitally speaking, of course.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So no more trying to dig through emails to find the latest version of the logo or worrying about file size limits. That has to be a huge time saver.
Right. And get this. Because Cubby integrates with those office suites that we talked about, they could actually work on the same design file at the same time, and they would see each other's changes live in real time. No more of that final.psd file chaos.
Oh my gosh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Now that is some seriously good collaboration. It's almost like they're all huddled around the same computer, even if they're miles apart. But what about someone who's not on a team? Like maybe a researcher that has these massive data sets that they need to share securely.
Cubby's perfect for that too. It's basically like having a super high security vault for all of their data. The researcher gets to decide who has access and who doesn't. And since you can control where your Cubby server actually IS, researchers could even meet data residency requirements for super sensitive projects.
Okay, so it is not just about convenience then. It is also about meeting all of those real-world compliance and security requirements. I'm definitely starting to see why this whole self-hosting thing is getting so popular.
Well, yeah, it really is all about taking control, just like choosing where you want to live instead of being stuck in a generic apartment building. But like we were talking about before, owning a house means you have to do maintenance. Does that scare people off when it comes to self-hosting?
It can, for sure.
Yeah.
But you mentioned all of these support systems earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to someone who is like on the fence about it all? Because they are worried about the technical side of things.
First, remember those pre-designed house plans we were talking about? Well, setting up Cubby is not like building something from scratch. Plus, there is this whole community of people who've already done it. They are always sharing tips and tricks and helping each other out. It's like having those friendly neighbors who can always lend a helping hand, you know?
Right. And don't forget about companies like our sponsor, SafeServer.
Yeah.
They can handle a lot of the technical stuff for you.
Yeah.
Kind of like hiring a contractor to manage the whole build. So you're never really alone, even if you're not a tech expert.
Exactly. That's the main point. You have choices. It's not about being some sort of lone wolf battling all of the scary technical demons. It's about having choices that align with your values.
I really like that. Empowerment. But let's go back to that researcher for a minute. They've got their secure data vault set up. But what if they need to analyze all of that data with colleagues at other institutions?
Well, that's where Cubby's built-in viewers are really helpful. They can just preview all kinds of different file types right there in Cubby. They don't have to download huge data sets every time. It's like being able to look through a window into that vault, you know, to see what's inside before you decide to take anything out.
So it really speeds up the research process by making those downloads unnecessary. But what about keeping track of all the different versions of a data set? You know, as the research changes and evolves.
Cubby has that covered too, no worries. It's like having this detailed logbook for your vault. It shows every single change that's made to every file. So there's no more confusion about which version is the most up to date.
So Cubby helps those researchers to collaborate efficiently and securely. Really cool. What about for individuals? Like people just looking for a secure way to back up their data.
Cubby is awesome for that.
Yeah.
It's like having a super strong fireproof safe. For all of your precious digital valuables, photos, videos, important documents, all stored securely under your control, you just don't get that same peace of mind with those free cloud services out there.
It's like choosing a bank with those super high security vaults instead of just stuffing all of your money under your mattress. But this brings up an interesting point. We've talked a lot about the security of Cubby, but it also has all of these collaboration features. How does that actually work in like a regular work environment?
Okay, so let's say we have a marketing team using Cubby. They could brainstorm all of their ideas, create content, design visuals, all within the platform. It's like having a virtual office where everyone's always working together. even if they're not physically in the same location.
So no more emailing drafts back and forth or trying to figure out which version of a file is the latest. It just streamlines everything.
Exactly. And they can work on the same document at the same time, see each other's changes in real time with that collaborative editing feature. It can really change the game when it comes to productivity and creativity.
Yeah, it's like having a virtual whiteboard where everybody can just brainstorm together no matter where they are. Okay, we've talked a lot about the what of Cubby, but what about the why? What does Cubby represent in this, like, bigger picture of technology and data?
So the cool thing is that Cubby is part of this movement toward digital sovereignty. It's about taking back control of your data and your whole digital life.
It's like saying, hey, my data is my house, and I get to decide who enters and what happens inside.
Exactly. In a world where our data is constantly being collected and analyzed, this option to self-host our own services gives us a sense of agency and ownership.
I can see how that would be empowering for people.
Mm.
But we would be doing a disservice if we didn't acknowledge that this isn't for everyone.
Yeah.
It does take a bit of technical know-how and definitely some commitment.
Yeah, that's true. It's not just clicking an easy button. But it's Sias clicking that take control button. And like we said before, there's a lot of support out there to help make the whole process a lot smoother.
Very well said. But before we wrap up this deep dive on Cubby, let's get a little bit more technical here.
Sounds good to me.
For those of you out there who are ready to peek behind the curtain, what can you tell us about Cubby's architecture and the technology that it's all built on?
Well, Cubby's built on a pretty modern tech stack. You can think of it as like the building materials for your digital house. So it uses Node.js for the back end, which is sort of like the plumbing and the electrical systems. And then it uses Vue.js for the front end, which is the part that you actually see and interact with, like the walls and furniture and everything.
So it is using these popular and established technologies, which is good news for anyone who wants to tinker around with the code or maybe customize things.
Definitely. And remember that construction crew we were talking about earlier? Docker. It makes deploying Cubby super flexible. You can build your house on all kinds of different plots of land, from a tiny little Raspberry Pi server all the way up to a massive cloud platform.
That's really cool. That's great for people who want to start small and scale up as they need to. But let's talk security. We are building this house for all of our precious data. So we want to make sure it's like Fort Knox level secure,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
What is Cubby doing to keep everything safe?
So first off, all communication between your computer and the Cubby server is encrypted with HTTPS. Think of it as having this like secret tunnel between you and your house so no one can snoop on what you are carrying in or out.
So even if someone is trying to peek through the windows, they can't see what's inside.
Exactly. And to control who gets in, Cubby uses something called OpenID Connect. Imagine it as this super high-tech security system that integrates with your existing key cards, like your Google account or your Microsoft account. You decide exactly who has access and what level of permissions they get.
So it is secure by design, AD. It uses tools that people are already familiar with. But let's get practical again for a second. We've got our blueprint, our construction crew, and our fancy security system. What are the actual steps that we need to take to build this Cubby house?
Okay, so first you're going to need to install Docker and Docker Compose on your server. These are basically the tools that your construction crew needs to understand the blueprint and get to work. And then you need to create a PostgreSQL database. That's basically the vault inside of your house where all of your data will actually live.
So the database is like the strong box inside the secure house.
Exactly.
What's next?
Next, you are going to download Cubby's Docker Compose file. This is that super detailed blueprint we were talking about. It tells Docker exactly how to build your Cubby house, where to put the vault, how to hook up the security system, all of that.
It's like handing the construction crew a step-by-step guide.
Yeah.
So there's no room for error.
Exactly. And then after that, you just run one command in your terminal and Docker takes over from there. It gathers all the materials, assembles the entire structure, and voila, your Cubby server is up and running.
Wow. Docker makes it sound almost too easy. I'm guessing there's still some setup that needs to be done once the server's live, right?
Yeah, you'll need to do some initial configuration, you know, like setting up your administrator account, connecting your security system, and customizing things, like the server's domain name. Think of it as putting those finishing touches on your house, painting the walls, picking out the furniture, and just making it feel like home.
So it's not completely hands-off, but it definitely seems manageable with a little bit of technical knowledge. Any final words of wisdom for anyone out there who is ready to embark on their self-hosting journey with Cubby?
I would say just start small. And don't be afraid to ask for help. The Cubby community is super supportive. And there are a lot of resources out there, like our sponsor, SafeServer. They can help you through the whole process. Remember, this is all about taking back control and having choices. It's about building a digital world that reflects what you believe in.
I love that. So well said. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into Cubby. We've gone through the features, the benefits. We even peeked under the hood at the tech that makes it all work. Hopefully, you're feeling a little more empowered to explore self-hosting and see if Cubby is a good fit for you. Big thanks to our expert for sharing all of their insights, and of course to all of you for joining us. If you're ready to take back control of your data, head over to the Cubby website or check out SafeServer at www.safeserver.de for some expert help with self-hosting. Until next time, keep exploring, stay curious, and remember, your data, your rules.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's perfect for that. It's basically like having this super high security vault for their data. And with the researcher deciding who has access, right?
Right. And since you control where your Cubby server actually IS, researchers could even meet those data residency requirements. For like really sensitive projects.
You know? Oh, wow. So it's not even just about convenience then. It's also about meeting those real-world compliance and security needs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this whole self-hosting thing is really starting to make more and more sense to me now.
It really is all about just like taking back that control, just like choosing where you live instead of being stuck in some like generic apartment complex.
Yeah, totally.
But just like with owning a house, a Cubby server needs maintenance, right?
Yeah.
Does that scare people off?
It can, yeah.
Yeah.
But you were talking about all those support systems earlier. Mm-hmm. What would you say to someone who's kind of on the fence about this whole self-hosting thing? Because they are nervous about the technical side of it all.
Well, first off, just remember those like pre-designed house plans we were talking about. Setting up Cubby isn't like building a house totally from scratch, you know? Plus, there's this whole community of people out there who've already done it. They're all sharing their tips and helping each other out. It's like having those friendly neighbors, right? The kind that can always lend a hand with those home improvement projects.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, don't forget about companies like our sponsor, SafeServer. They can actually handle a lot of that technical heavy lifting for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Kind of like hiring a contractor, right?
Yeah.
To just manage the whole build.
Exactly.
So you're never really alone, even if you aren't like a tech expert or whatever.
Exactly. That's the whole point. You have choices. It's not about being like a lone wolf and battling all the technical demons by yourself. It's about having choices that match like your values.
I love that. It's about empowerment.
Yeah.
Okay. But let's get back to that researcher for a second. They've got their secure data vault all set up. But what if they need to analyze all of that data with their colleagues? But their colleagues are at a different institution.
Oh, well, that's where Cubby's built-in viewers are really helpful. They can basically just preview a ton of different file types right there in Cubby. They don't have to go through the whole process of downloading those huge data sets every single time. It's like having a window into the vault, right? You can see what's inside before you have to, like, take anything out.
So it makes the whole research process a lot faster because you don't have to do all those unnecessary downloads. That's really neat. But what about keeping track of all the different versions of a data set as the research, you know, evolves and stuff?
Oh, Cubby's got that covered too. No worries. It's like having this super detailed logbook for your vault. It shows every single change that's made to each file. So there's never any confusion about which version is the most up-to-date one.
So Cubby helps those researchers to collaborate efficiently, A&D securely. That's really awesome. What about just regular people, though? People who are just looking for a secure way to back up their personal data?
Oh, yeah. Even for personal use, Cubby is amazing. It's like having this, like, fireproof safe, but for all your digital valuables. Like, think about your photos, videos, all those really important documents. They're all stored super securely, but under your control. You just don't get that peace of mind with those free cloud services that are out there.
Yeah. It really is like, you're choosing a bank that has those super high security vaults instead of stuffing all your cash under your mattress at home. But this brings up something interesting. We've talked a lot about the security features of Cubby, but it also has all of these really cool collaboration features too.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that actually play out in a work environment?
Okay, so let's say we have a marketing team that's using Cubby. They could like brainstorm all their ideas, create all their content, design their visuals, all within the platform. You know, it's basically like having a virtual office space where everybody is always working together, even if they aren't all in the same physical location.
Yeah, so no more emailing those drafts back and forth.
Yeah.
Or trying to figure out who has that latest version of the file, which is always the worst. So it just streamlines everything, right?
Exactly. And with that real-time collaborative editing feature, they can literally work on the same document at the same time. see each other's changes as they are happening live. It's a game changer when it comes to being productive and creative.
It really is. Yeah, it's like having a virtual whiteboard.
Ooh.
Where everybody can brainstorm together no matter where they actually are. Okay, so we've talked a lot about the what's of Cubby, but what about the why? Like, what does Cubby actually represent in the bigger picture of technology, you know?
Well, what's really cool is that Cubby is part of this movement toward what a lot of people are calling digital sovereignty.
Oh, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's all about, like, individuals and organizations taking back control of their data and their digital lives.
So it's like saying, my data is my house, and I'm the only one who gets to decide who comes in and what happens inside.
Exactly. Like, in today's world, our data is constantly being collected and analyzed and sold. So this whole idea of self-hosting our own services, it gives us this sense of agency, right? And, like, a sense of ownership.
Right. And control over our own stuff.
Yeah.
I can see how that would be really empowering for a lot of people. But we would be remiss if we didn't acknowledge that self-hosting isn't really for everyone. It does require some technical knowledge, for sure. And some commitment.
Yeah, that's true. It's not just about clicking that easy button, but at IS about clicking the take control button, you know? And as we said, there's a lot of support out there and resources that can help to make that journey a lot smoother.
That's a really good point. Well said.
Right.
But before we completely wrap up this deep dive into Cubby, let's get a little more technical for a minute.
Okay, sounds good.
For those of you out there who are ready to, like, peek behind the curtain a little bit, what can you tell us about Cubby's architecture? And, like, the technology that it runs on and everything.
Well, Cubby's built on a pretty modern tech stack. You know, kind of like we were saying before, the building materials for your digital house. It uses Node.js for the back end. Think of that as like the plumbing and all the electrical systems, right? And then it uses Vue.js for the front end. That's like all the stuff you actually see and interact with, the walls, the furniture, all of that.
So it's using these like popular technologies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well-established ones, at least. That's good news for anyone who wants to, you know, maybe tinker around with the code themselves or customize things to fit their needs.
For sure. And remember that construction crew we talked about way back when, Docker?
Yeah,
well, it actually makes deploying Cubby super flexible. You can build your house in all different kinds of land, from a tiny Raspberry Pi server to like a massive cloud platform, you know?
That's amazing. So people can really start small if they want to. And then they can scale up as they need to. Okay, but let's get back to security for a second. We're building this house for all of our important data. We want to make sure it's like Fort Knox level secure. What is Cubby doing to keep everything safe?
So first of all communication between your computer and the Cubby server, it's all encrypted. Using HTTPS, of course. It's like, imagine there's this secret tunnel between you and your house. No one can snoop on what you're taking in or out.
Oh, I like that. So even if someone's trying to like peek through the windows or something, they can't actually see what's inside.
Exactly. And for controlling who actually gets in, Cubby uses something called OpenID Connect. Think of that as like a super high-tech security system that integrates with like your existing key cards. Like let's say you use your Google account to log into things or your Microsoft account, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you decide exactly who has access and what level of permissions they get.
So it's secure by design, Andy. It integrates with tools that people are already using.
Very cool. Okay, so we've got the blueprint. We've got our construction crew and our high-tech security system in place. Now, what are the actual steps for building this Cubby house? I mean...
Okay, so the first thing you need to do is install Docker and Docker Compose on your server. Those are like the tools that your construction crew needs to understand the blueprint, you know, to get to work. And then after that, you need to create a PostgreSQL database, which is kind of like the vault inside of your house is where all of your data is actually going to live.
Okay, so the database is like the strong box.
Exactly.
But it's inside the secure house. That makes a lot of sense. What's next?
Then you download Cubby's Docker Compose file, which is basically that detailed blueprint we keep talking about. This tells Docker exactly how to build your Cubby house, where to put the vault, how to connect the security system, all the nitty-gritty details.
So it's like handing the construction crew a step-by-step guide. So there's zero room for error. Right. And then after all of that is done, you literally just run one command in your terminal, and Docker does all the magic from there, gathers all the materials, assembles the structure, and then boom, your Cubby server is up and running.
Wow. Docker really does make it sound pretty easy. But I'm assuming there's still some setup that needs to be done once the server's actually live, right?
Oh, yeah. You'll need to do some initial configuration, like setting up your administrator account and connecting that security system we talked about, and customizing things like the server's domain name. It's like adding the final touches to your house. you know, painting the walls, picking out furniture, and just making it feel like yours.
So it's not entirely hands-off, but it seems doable, especially if you've got, like, a little bit of technical experience. Any final words of wisdom for anyone out there who's ready to start their own self-hosting journey with Covey?
I would say start small. And don't be afraid to ask for help if you get stuck. The Covey community is super supportive. And plus, there are a lot of resources out there, like our sponsor, SafeServer. They can guide you through the whole process. And just remember, this is all about taking back control of your stuff and having more choices, building a digital world that actually aligns with your values.
Wow, that's a really beautiful way to put it. Well said. So on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into Covey. We've talked about the features, the benefits. We even got a little technical and peeked under the hood and all the technology that makes it work. So hopefully you're feeling a little bit more empowered to explore self-hosting for yourselves and see if Covey is the right fit. Huge thanks to our expert for joining us and sharing all of their insights. And of course, a big thank you to all of you for listening. If you are ready to take back control of your data, you can head over to the Covey website or check out SafeServer at www.safeserver.de for some expert help with self-hosting. Until next time, stay curious, keep exploring, and remember your data, your rules.